Amina, go and fetch the pitcher, the one we left on the donkey. And don't you drop it! Mariam, make sure the embers are ready. This must be eaten hot. Oh yes, and get me the lid for the pot. Not that one, no. The one that fits properly. That's the one. When you're done with the embers, get Ahmed to come and help you pour the oil.
No!
Oh, Amina, what did I tell you? That's another pitcher gone. Just wait till your father finds out.
Look at the small plinth in the display case. See the platter with the four dents on the side? Platters like this are still used in the Maghreb for cooking a particular type of flat bread. If you look closely, you'll find an inscription inside that reads Al-Badra, meaning seed. Now look at all the rest of the pottery in the display. Where are the plates? The answer is nowhere. The Andalusi did not eat from individual plates, but from platters that they shared. Each object and each detail tells us something about the way they lived. The size, the depth, the decoration, the number of handles, whether it stays upright or not, whether it's varnished inside, these are all clues. Because each piece served a particular purpose. And they all have one thing in common. They're breakable. Have you noticed that all the pieces have been restored to some degree? When they broke, they were thrown out. But where? Into silos and waste pits, which were the rubbish dumps of the time. Each dump that is found is a mine of information for archaeologists. The pottery made in Balagi was fired in kilns like the one recreated in the display case on the left. It's a copy of one of those found by archaeologists in a particular area of the Almata Plain, the Potter's District. At the other end of the Almata Plain, far from the kilns, stood the best defended building in the Medina. To find out more about it, cross the walkway and make your way to the left.